It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Wondering, how did you get your name? Like, there's a story behind it, whether it's bizarre, weird, strange, maybe you hate it. I'm going to give you some examples. I saw this on BuzzFeed. I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine my parents being this white trash, which they are pretty white trash, but not this bad. Somebody said, my name is Carly Dale. How do you think this girl got her name Carly Dale? Any guesses here?
I have no idea. Chippendale?
Nope, not Chippendale. She says, I'm named after Cars and race car driver Dale Earnhardt.
Ooh.
So Carly is Cars and Dale Earnhardt. So there you go. Carly Dale.
Okay.
All right. This one is kind of back. I don't know if you or Liv know this because you were born a little bit later than me. But my parents decided before I was born that my initials would spell ALF. Do you know what ALF is?
Yeah, that weird furry guy.
Yeah, the old TV show back in the 80s. Do you know what that is, Liv, or no?
Yeah, I like can picture it in my head.
Okay, a little before your time. Because apparently it was in the 80s and her dad smoked a ton of pot and loved the show. Later, my dad called my mom from a bar and said, we should name her Amber. His inspiration came from the beer he was drinking, like an amber beer.
Yeah.
An amber ale.
Yeah, so I'm named after a beer and an alien who eats cats.
Oh, gross.
So that's wonderful. 833-JOE-ALEX. Want to know how you got your bizarre, weird, kind of a strange name. This one's pretty good, too. My parents hadn't been able to come up with a name for me when my dad found a Shannon sticker on the bottom of his boot. I guess it got stuck there. He peeled up and told my mom, hey, I found the perfect name. We're going to call her Shannon. Another one right here. This happens in Texas. My mom was driving down the road, and one day when she passed a truck with the name saying Keaton's Plumbing on the door, bam, the rest is history. My name today is Keaton.
Okay, so really it's what's the bizarre reasoning behind your name? The names are normal. Carly's normal. Shannon's normal. Keaton's normal. But it's the weird story behind it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And then let's see. There's some other ones. My parents named me Casey after Pamela Anderson's character on Baywatch.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
I mean, is that the worst thing to be named after?
Well, my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, was named after a person on, like, so what's like a really popular soap opera? Like
Days
Young and
of
the
our
Restless.
Lives,
like
Young
it
and
was
Restless.
Either Days of Our Lives or Young and the Restless. Like one of those characters who was super hot, like his mom named after him.
My mom and dad were watching a movie, and my mom cannot remember what the movie was, but it was when the credits were rolling. She saw the name Alexandra. My dad did. My dad saw the name Alexandra and asked my mom, what do you think of Alexandra? And she said, I love it. And then that's how I got my name.
Okay, then there's another one here. I was born on the religious holiday, All Saints Day. I think you guys probably heard of All Saints Day.
That's my favorite store.
Okay. So my parents named me Christian, and my middle name was Jesus. It doesn't help my last name is Cruz, which means cross.
Oh, wow.
I have the most religious name ever, and by the way, I'm an atheist.
Wow.
I feel like God will strike you down with like a bolt of lightning for that.
Look out, you're going to get smited.
And the final one before we take your calls at 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. My dad named me after the secretary in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. When he heard Ed Rooney scream, Grace! He thought it was a good screaming name that he'd have to scream a lot.
Grace! Grace!
Look, I can give you every assurance, Mr. Rooney, that Ferris is home and he is very ill. In fact, I debated whether or not I should even leave him.
Grace!
She just died. Remember that?
Yeah,
I just put it in the garbage.
About that
the other
garbage.
Day.
Yeah, so kind of a little timely right there.
Oh, no, she didn't die. She did not die.
Oops.
But she is close. She is like,
her
she has dementia.
Really bad.
Gosh, we can't
sorry.
Say that.
I know. Sorry, I messed up. I forgot.
Retract that.
No, she has like dementia or something.
Aww.
Super sad.
Is this Dwayne?
Yes, sir.
All right. Say your name. I want to make sure I'm getting it right.
Dwayne.
Dwayne. Okay. What? What's the story behind your name?
So originally, my father wanted to name me Erdy after an old man that he was very close friends with. And after my mom wouldn't let him name me Erdy, they decided upon Dwayne, which was the name of one of Erdy's sons who actually drowned in the pond at Waterman's Farm.
Oh, my
goodness.
So here's both of these were kind of an honor, it sounds like, of people. Even though I don't know if I'd want to be named after somebody that drowned in a pond.
Were you scared of swimming after that?
Oh, I bet he was. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Sky, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. How'd you get your name? I feel like it has to do with looking up in the air.
No, actually, I was named after, kind of like what Liv said, a soap opera that was popular in the 90s. But it was called All My Children.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I guess, like, there was an actress named Skye Chandler, and like my dad is like obsessed with her, so they named me after her.
That's so funny. I think it's kind of like funny slash weird when like a dad is obsessed with the woman, like thinks she's really hot, and then like wants to name their child after that hot woman.
Creepy, like a little bit of a creepster level right there. That's insane. 833 Joe Alex. Let's talk to Chase.
Hey, what's up, man? How are y'all?
We're doing good. Tell us about the name.
Yeah, so the reason I'm calling in is because I heard Alex's story about Jewel Daddy's name in the Days of Our Lives. So my name is Charles Scott Blank III, and my mom didn't like me going by Charles or Chuck or anything like that. So I asked her where Chase came from, and she said that she named me after a guy named Chase on Days of Our Lives that was, quote-unquote, very sexy. So now my mom calls me Charles.
There a lot of soap opera naming going on in our audience.
Yeah, I like that though. It shows that we're very cultured.
I feel like when we have kids, it's going to be all after like reality TV stars because like that's going to be the big thing.
Oh, I know yours will certainly be that. Kira, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on? Tell us about the name.
Yeah. So my name is Kira, obviously, and my mom, when she was younger, she went to the bar and spilled her drink on this lady and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And they got to talking, and her name was Kira, and she just fell in love with it. So I'm actually named after somebody my mom spilled her drink on while she was drunk in 21.
Wow. Wait, hold on. Was your mom drinking while pregnant?
No, thank God. I wasn't born until a year later.
Oh, I was like, are you sure about that? Your mom's bellying up to the bar. She's like, I wish I could get closer, but this damn baby's in the way. Oh, dang it, Kira. Hey, thank you for calling in and sharing. We really appreciate you.